This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
I am delighted to say we have our first guest with us this morning. Fiona Newton, better known to you as one of the Chicks Talking footy team. Good morning to you, Fiona, and welcome to Brekkie.
Great to be here, Paul, on this lovely Saturday morning.
It's gorgeous out there today, isn't it, Fiona?
It is.
Now, Fiona, loads and loads of stuff going on here at Joy. And one of the initiatives, which I think is a super special one, is right up in your area of expertise all around sport. Just give us a quick update on what's going on.
Well, we have had the Chicks Talking Footy show on Joy for, I think, 6 years now. And, you know, I've learnt recently, Paul, that there's other sports other than AFL.
No.
So we've really, and while the off season has been on, Beck and Dave did the bench, which, you know, covered the summer sport. So we've had that slot going, but over the years we've developed a lot of pride games have been happening with, you know, rugby, cricket, tennis, all sorts of areas where, our stories aren't being told on Joy as much as we'd like. So we're really looking to expand our sports broadcasting, and we, you know, have so many avenues now at Joy with podcasting, you know, TV, radio, all these different areas, even print, that we can start to look at. And, you know, even Australia itself is attracting major sporting events like, we've just secured the Olympics. The, you know, Female World Cup is happening next year, or 2023. And there's so much going on where we want our stories from our community to be recognised and told, and at the moment what we've got is one show representing one sport. So we're looking to recruit people that are interested in getting involved.
It's amazing. You're just listening to you there, Fiona. Melbourne is, you know, the home of Australian sport. We've got so many big events. It's a wonder why we haven't thought about this before, isn't it?
That's right. And, you know, I think there's so much opportunity. You know, I was watching the Soccer World Cup, you know, a month or two ago, and one of the major sponsors had a rainbow diversity kind of representation on the boundary line. One of the little car that delivered the soccer ball had rainbow on it. You know, it's becoming more and more part of sport that diversity is being celebrated. But I want Joy to be a big part of that. And I think Australia is a sporting capital of the world. Melbourne is the sporting capital of Australia, until COVID came along anyway. And we just want to be part of it. And I guess I'm interested in learning who's out there, and sport's such a big area. You know, it's happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and there's lots of different types of sport. How can we increase the broadcast and our outreach with that?
I love that question and curiosity, Fiona, wondering what are the stories that aren't being told? I mean, as a parent, I've got young kids, so they're 10 and 12, and I don't know what their sexuality and gender journey is going to be, but it's so inspiring for me when I hear those stories out there and can point to them, you know, role models across all areas of life, and Joy plays a big part in that.
Well, that's right, and I think, yeah, Joy plays a big part in that, and sport does too. We've seen such a progression with the AFLW in the reporting that we've been doing with Chicks Talking Footy and young girls participating in sports at levels that have just never been seen before. And the increase in the uptake in football and other sports over the last 5 years even has just been enormous. And because there are role models there, and we even saw, you know, there's been more in the Olympics this year, there's been more out members of the LGBTI community than ever before. And, you know, one of the big stories was Tom Daley, the Olympic diver, who was thankful for when he gave his speech for being able to be who he was in sport for the first time ever or for recent times. And, you know, knitting a jumper and doing all those sort of things. And I think we weren't reporting on any of that at Joy. And that's such a tragedy and such a shame. So we want to get out there a lot more.
Yeah, Fiona, it's such a great idea. We do run at Joy training courses to bring people into the fold, to teach them about how to do radio. You know, I'm a product of one of those courses. And I think we've got so many skills here that we can, you know, teach people. What we want is enthusiastic people from a diverse range from our Rainbow community. If someone wants to get involved, Fiona, what should they do?
Well, at the moment, if you contact me, we're organising a specific joy sport training group. So people that want to, you know, report on sport particularly.
And it can be any sport. You're not really fussed, are you? You can be, your interest can be in anything.
Well, that's right. And I'm really interested in who's out there and who's and what sports people are interested in. At the moment, we've got a couple of people that are, you know, particularly passionate about soccer. There's someone that's also particularly passionate about basketball. So I guess we're wanting to connect people that are involved in similar sports. We've got summer sports coming up and, you know, there's a lot of, there's so much to report on there. I've had someone contact me that's interested in wrestling recently. So I'm just open to the discussion at the moment and finding out who's there. And I think it's amazing what can kind of happen organically. And even our team at Chicks Talking Footy, we formed in such an organic way. We just sort of found each other with a common interest. And now we're all best friends and enjoy and so passionate about what we're doing. So,
what about esports, all the electronic gaming
esports
areas as well? What do you think?
Well, I think that's probably covered more by our checkpoint team.
That's an amazing, amazing point though, Hannah. And Fiona, maybe that's one to pick up with the checkpoint team. Wouldn't that be an amazing crossover? Because I know that lots of, particularly lots of Formula One drivers, when they're doing their training, quite often jump onto an esports simulator. So they suddenly jump from a real car into an e-car and do the same thing. Wow. So there's a bit of crossover. That's a really good point, Hannah. And just shows how, gaming is now becoming much more mainstream. Yeah, interesting. Very good point.
I think that was the great thing about watching the Olympics is, gosh, you just find out about so many sports that you were completely unaware of. And, you know, skateboarding became part of the Olympics for the first time. So it's an endless abyss out there, a universe out there of sports. So
perfect. So if you
were open.
Yeah, if you want to get involved, you can contact Fiona directly on fiona.newton@joy.org.au. If you've listened to this now and you are super interested, you can text us straight in 0427 569 949 or onair@joy.org.au. And Hannah and myself can pass on any of your interest straight over to Fiona to get involved. Fiona, a great, great initiative. I think this is well overdue and it's such a great idea.
Fantastic. And thanks for your support today.
Perfect.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.